Anthony, Fox News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on September the 14th. We have lost the summer, yet it's still warm. And speaking of being warm, it's Bad Bob.
Well, actually, not as warm as it was a few days ago, Carl. Looking for a high today near 94 degrees. Tomorrow going to drop to 90, and as we head into the weekend, highs in the 80s. Check that out. Overnight lows are going to be in the 60s. And right now in downtown, we have 67 degrees. And this report brought to you by the folks at Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards up there. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow is their special menu up there. They have pizza and then also a number of entree items. It's beautiful up there. If it's going to be in the 90s here, it'll be in the 80s up there because they're up towards Shingletown. It's a great place to eat. Great ambiance. Look out over the meadows. Look at the vineyards. It's a great place. And some of vineyards. You got music going on this weekend, so you need to give them a call, too, for reservations. Okay, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as several of you have already this morning, Indy Guy and Coach Bob. Good morning, and I think there's more on there coming through. Linda is taking care of home duties today. When I say that, don't think of that as not special.
That's really on assignment.
For some reason, our boiler went off, so I went out and I stuck my, when I was relighting it, I put my elbow on this wire that blew me across the room, as I finished sliding and with the smoke coming from what's left of my eyebrows, I figured that we probably need to have somebody come take a look at that. At the same time, okay, you ready for this? Bob, you've seen it. You've seen that machine that heats up food real fast.
The microwave.
The microwave. Starts making this sparkling sound.
Been
like
around since the mid-70s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the microwave. Anyway, the microwave starts sparkling on the inside.
Oh, never.
And there's nothing in there. There's no metal in there. It just starts sparkling on the inside. So it's kind of like, I think we're in trouble here. So microwave is toast. And the electrician is there today.
Mm.
Hopefully he can.
How old is this appliance?
Oh, that's only, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old.
They don't make them like they used to. A friend of mine has an Amana radar range circa 1976 that still works great.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking they may be on the same circuit. And then since that's happened.
Low voltage can do that.
Yeah, something's happening there. Okay.
I'll make a call here.
Well, thank you, Bad Bum. Anyway, that's where Linda is. Okay, we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. We've got Gary Cadd coming in. We've got Tom Armolino from the school superintendent. And if you've been following the news, you know that they backed out of that ACLU battle with them about drug testing. And one part of the settlement with the ACLU. Oh, the district's attempt to require drug testing of students in competitive representative activities, which include groups such as band, drama, and choir. They can still test them if they're in athletics. But it seems to be if you're going to represent the school in a band or a choir that you are safe. You don't need to be tested for drugs. So we're going to talk about that with him. We're going to be talking about a number of things. And we're going to take a break first, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, is this a sea change? Has something happened that is so dramatic back on the East Coast that it is a harbinger, a dove, a ray of light that's going to sweep across the country? Well, after we hear from Wells Fargo And Rocky, we're going to find out, then we're going to talk about that. Good morning, Wells Fargo.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
You know, we're doing great. How are you doing?
Very well. Let's roll into this here.
Sure.
European markets gained following a report that China is still willing to buy the bonds of nations hurt by the debt crisis. European Commission President Jose Barroso said he is close to proposing options on joint euro area bond sales. Wholesale prices in the U.S. were unchanged in August, in line with expectations as costs decreased for energy and automobiles. August retail sales were weaker than expected. They were unchanged for the month. Analysts were looking for a gain of 0.2%. Dow is currently down 6 points at 11,099. NASDAQ up 11 points at 2,543. And the S&P 500 now up 1 point at 1,174. Oil's down 71 cents at $89 a barrel. Gold decreased $14.15 to $1,817. And silver now down 53 cents at $40.50 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, IBM's gained 27 cents at $163.71, and Pepsi now up 68 cents at $61.22 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rocky. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about a possible tidal wave of change, a possible tsunami of political change coming across the country. This is Free Fire Radio. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
So welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot, Linda's on assignment trying to keep me from being shocked again every time I touch something electrical in one part of our house.
Boom, boom, out go the lights.
No, the lights don't go out. I go sliding across the floor.
Your lights.
This is not a pretty sight. 7:14 in the morning, September the 14th. It is 67 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's not going to be as hot. In fact, it's cooling off a little bit for the weekend. Okay, let's talk about a sea change. Remember Anthony Weiner? You remember the Wienermobile? That was Oscar Mayer. No, Wiener was a very irritating person from the state of. He was irritating. When you listen to him talk, he would irritate you, and you know he was condescending and all these. But one of the things that and he thought of himself as super intelligent, and he had a sense of obviously of hubris, because he started texting nude photos of himself to teenagers throughout the United States and other people. Got caught, lied again, came clean, and was forced to resign his seat. I'm sure he's still getting paid somehow because, it's like a cockroach. They just live on forever.
Well, when he gets the lifetime pension served as a member.
So they held the election. You're right. They held the election yesterday. In this district, in New York, Democrats outnumbered Republicans in registrations by 3-1. They have never sent a Republican to the House. They have never supported a Republican candidate. Well, a gent by the name of Bob Turner, a political novice, a businessman, never been in politics before, and a Republican won. Took 54% of the vote and took Wiener's seat. That's the, I got this off the latest this morning. 54% with 80% of the precincts reporting. Now, that is a huge upset. Scott Brown taking Kennedy's seat. Upset. But Scott Brown was, even though he's Republican, he's also pretty independent, too. But this, in New York, and what Turner ran on was the fact that it was going to be more fiscally conservative. More fiscally conservative. And this obviously rang true with the voters in New York. And then when you start to take a look at what's going on in the Obama polls, how they have fallen so drastically, his approval plummets on jobs. A majority of Americans don't believe his plan is going to help anybody. The American Job Act downbeat assessment reflects a growing and broad sense of dissatisfaction with the president. 62% of the people in this country disapprove of how he is handling the economy. That's 9 points more than just 6 months ago. 45% for job approval for his presidency. And this is being driven by a majority of independents, 53%, who disapprove of his performance, who are the ones that put him into office last time. Job bills, independents' disapproval, his core support is starting to go away, too. The respondents who said they supported Obama at one point since he launched his presidential campaign in 2007, fewer than half say they still support him as fervently. 37% say their support has waned, and 19% say he lost their backing because they've grown disappointed or angry with his leadership. Almost a third, now get this is huge. Almost a third of the Democrats and Democratic-leaning respondents say they'd like to see Obama face a primary. Whoa! Can you imagine a sitting president facing a primary? Remember when that happened to Johnson?
Yeah. It does not happen often.
It doesn't happen often, and when it does, usually the sitting president will lose. In this case, Johnson just didn't even run. He had Gene McCarthy ran against him, and then Kennedy jumped into it after Gene McCarthy started whacking at him right after during the Vietnam War. Yeah. Now, you say to yourself, okay, what does that mean? Well, it means is that everything that he does, it seems like, is not working. And even the polls, and yes, that's right, the land of sunshine here, the polls of support for Obama has fallen even in California. Just 49% of registered voters say they are inclined to reelect Obama. Just 5 points higher than the number of those who say they are not. And in 2008, Obama beat Republican John McCain by 24 points. Well, there could be a couple of reasons for that one, and one was John McCain. Okay, but the field poll released Wednesday finds the president's job rating approval in California has slipped to 46%, about the same as those who disapprove. Now, if those aren't huge numbers to you, my friends, I don't know what are. He's losing his base. He's losing the independents that are those swing votes. He's even losing California because they're looking at a guy who is probably personable. He's got a he's intellectual. I'm not saying he's smart. I'm saying he's intellectual, and there's a difference there. He is obviously very intelligent, but does he have the type of leadership skills that it takes to run a country? And we hired a guy that had never run a popsicle stand to run our country.
Well, you can't run a country like you would run Chicago. It just doesn't work that way. That urban mentality does not play out.
There's not enough places to hide the bodies. Okay, you know what I mean? In Chicago, you're building a new building. I mean, I understand most of Wrigley Field has got people that went against the machine there. I think they take up most of the outfield. However, you can't. You're right. You can't do politics like that. And people, you know what? And this is where Wiener made a mistake, and this is where President Obama has made a mistake. They thought they were too smart, and that they think that, hey, I've got the greatest ideas in the world, but sometimes they're not, and the people see through that, and now the people are getting hit hardest, where it hurts the most, in their pockets, where they can't do things, where they're out of work. And the only thing that President Obama has come up with is spend more money, extend those, the joblessness, put people back to work by just printing more money for the government. It doesn't work like that. Got to take a break here. Carl Linda Bott, 7:21 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Come on!
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, 7:24 in the morning on September the 14th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And we are chatting in our chat room with the chat pack. Let's have some good news here. I mean, besides the other good news, C.R. Gibbs is going to put a $2.5 million fluff and buff on their restaurant in the hotel, I think, right there. Big, big news on the front page. That is good news because they're sitting there. They're going to open up, expand their outdoor seating with misters and heaters. There's a remodel a little more after 10 years after the restaurant was completely gutted, and the name was changed from C.R. Gibbs Ale House and Restaurant, which opened in 82. We're calling this, and we went in and tore down walls, cut out concrete, did everything, Roman said of the 1999 overhaul. We're calling this one a fluff and buff. So that's good. That's good news, and we're glad to see that. However, you know, the recession is still hammering us up here in the North State. We have the 20th fastest rate of decline, and yet real gross product in Greater Reading, it declined 1.2% a year ago compared with 2009. However, there's bright spots, and the rate of decline in Reading slowed in 2010. Wholesale, trade, retail, hospitality, arts, entertainment, information, and healthcare and social assistance saw year-over-year GDP growth. So, there are some, you know, good news to it. The you know, things are coming. things are not as bad as they could be.
You know,
but it's hard here in California.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, you know, we had the, you know, a lot of it is tied to the, you know, the housing industry and construction, and we just got hammered up here. And when the housing industry came apart, so did the logging, and so did the all the jobs that had to do with that, and manufacturing and construction and this kind of stuff. I mean,
my contention is though that if government will, excuse me for saying it, get the hell out of the way, we will adapt and change and evolve.
Adapt, innovate, and overcome. We can do that if we're allowed to. But again, we get into all these regulations. Okay, Board of Supervisors, Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to implement Jim Nielsen's AB Assembly Bill 1265 to continue the Williamson Act in Shasta County. However, there's a drawback to that. More in taxes, but less than they would pay if they opted out of it. You know, the Williamson Act is put in there to give farmers money to keep their lands and farmlands and not sell them off to make, I'm doing this very simplistic manner, and not, have them for, sell them off, use them for housing, not have them available for farming. So, some people, of course, are upset about that because it's going to cost them money. It's 10% more. That's the hit on it. And they feel like, many of them feel like this is just another tax raise on them. Well, and it is. But some counties have opted out of it completely. So at least they're spending, you know, they're saving some money here.
Can I vent a quick gripe, sir?
Sure.
All right,
I recently did a job
for a governmental agency in the state of California. They've changed their policies that they pay now using an American Express account. And in order to get my money, I have to set up an account with American Express. Who inked that sweetheart deal?
It's got to be somebody from American Express.
Because they're going to take their cut right off the top. And that's become a state policy.
It's somebody that's getting money from American Express. Follow the money back to whoever did this. And you're going to find that. You're going to find that American Express has given money to somebody.
So I have to raise my prices to cover the amount that's being taken out, which, of course, is that money comes out of the taxpayers. What is up with that?
Just my vent.
Well,
it should be. I don't see why you would have to do that. Okay, let's talk about, hey, you know, we're talking about alignment. Realignment's going to happen here. And next month, we're going to get our first group of prisoners out. But it says more than 4,000 female inmates in California could qualify to serve the rest of their sentences at home as state officials begin complying with a law designed to keep children from following their parents into a life of crime. Doesn't sound bad. It's for less serious offenders. And the you know, it says how you qualify less than 2 years left and be completed while they're tracked. Now, here's the thing. They called it a program, a step in breaking. What's non-serious crimes? Well, how about possession of weapons or explosives, false imprisonment, battery, and involuntary manslaughter? That is considered non-serious in this case. Got to take a break for the news. Hey, we're coming back with the Shasta Land Trust. How can we get our rivers clean? Good news. We're going to come in here and talk about how to make our county, make our North State a better place to live. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the market is getting a boost in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 20 points. It's official. Moody's has cut its long-term debt rating on two of France's top banks. The ratings firm downgraded Société Générale and Crédit Agricole, citing their exposure to Greek government debt. Moody's maintained its long-term rating for BNP Paribas, although it's under review. Retail sales were flat in August, coming in weaker than what economists had expected. Excluding autos, sales rose 0.1% from July. The report could be a warning and a worrying sign for the already struggling economy, since consumer spending accounts for roughly 2/3 of economic activity. And producer prices in August were unchanged. The core index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose less than expected. This marks the smallest increase in 3 months. The Labor Department says a decrease in fuel prices offset an increase in food prices as well. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly. 100 large. Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. 1-800-280-UWIN. Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. Linda's on assignment today, making sure I don't get electrocuted tomorrow. 7:35 in the morning, September the 14th. That means is that we've had a couple of electrical problems that I stuck my finger into, and all the hair on my on the right side of my face
just I'm just
disappeared.
Visualizing that iron gray hair standing up in a row thing.
You know, the hair on my chest will never be the same. I tell you that right now. Anyway, that's being fixed. You just, the things you don't want to do is accidentally put your elbow on a live wire. Okay, what's the weather today there, Bad Bomb?
Well, Carl, looks like it's going to be a little bit of a break. No more thunderstorms, at least for the next day or so. Mostly sunny, high near 94, tonight's low 62, and it's going to cool off heading into the weekend with highs in the 80s. And checking the temperatures downtown right now, we're going to call it at about 70 degrees. And the report is brought to you, as always, by the folks at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, a great place to go to music this weekend. You got to give them a call for reservations at 12 miles outside of Palo Cedro towards Shingletown. Great food, great ambiance. The people treat you like they're your family. The servers, you just kind of want to just chuck them on the cheek. Go, hey, great job when you do that.
We do not recommend that.
Don't do that. Don't touch the servers. Most of them are carrying. Okay, this is Shasta County. Yeah. Okay, look, our guest here. We're really happy to have them here because, you know, these are, we really enjoy having people on our show that make a difference. Not that everybody in our show doesn't make a difference, but Ben Miles and Caitlin O'Hara. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
And they are here representing the Shasta Land Trust. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Shasta Land Trust is a local nonprofit conservation organization. It was founded here in Redding in 1998, and we are made up of largely volunteers. We have a small staff. Our focus is conserving the significant lands of our region here in Shasta County. To date, we have conserved, through conservation easements, over 20,000 acres of property in Shasta County, all of private ranches. And this spring, we were also awarded accreditation from the Land Trust Accreditation Commission, which is a national group, and we were one of the first 8% of land trust nationwide to receive that distinction.
Now, how do you get into a land trust?
The land trust was started. There's a lot of local land trusts. There are many in California. California has the most number of land trusts, and a land trust is governed by a local board of directors. Shasta Land Trust has 9 members of a board of directors. They're all local residents with some kind of background in conservation or resources or land management. And so the governance of the land trust is through volunteers, through the board of directors, and through committees. As far as our projects go, we select those based on the conservation values that we see in the properties and the feasibility of completing the project as well.
So how do you get the land?
So far, Shasta Land Trust has been fortunate in that every project that we've completed has come to us. In other words, we completed our first conservation easement in 2002, and since that time, landowners talk to landowners, ranchers talk to ranchers, and if the basic parameters of the deal appeal to them, then they can approach Shasta Land Trust, and we can work with them to see if we can come up with a deal.
Okay, and so a conservation easement, that's the term you used.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly is that?
It's a permanent agreement between the landowner and the land trust as to how the land will be managed over the very long term.
Okay, and so why would they do this?
Well, most importantly, the landowner...
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. And Ben, by the way, everybody's doing really well. I just want everybody out there to understand, this is what the land trust does. This is how they obtain the land, because we've got instances of things going on out in, huge tracts of land being taken and under sometimes nefarious purposes. But we want to talk about what our local people are doing here to keep our environment and keep our wildlands that way and keep us looking like we should up here in the North State. So I'm sorry. So how do y'all work that? What exactly is it?
Well, one term that we use a lot, which is really important and speaks to kind of some of the concerns you're bringing up, is the willing landowner. So Shasta Land Trust is not a governmental organization. We're, like I said, a local nonprofit. we don't have any power of, say, condemnation, which is kind of what you're alluding to. Everything, all of our deals are based on a landowner that wants to do the conservation easement. And to get back to your question of why they might want to, the classic example is a deal that we completed 2 years ago. The landowner, it's a big 5,000-acre ranch that they live on at the family ranches. And his story that he told me that I like to repeat is that he had sort of an epiphany sitting on his four-wheeler at the back of the ranch looking over the whole spread and saying, I want this property to stay like this in perpetuity forever. And so that led him to Shasta Land Trust, and we were able to work out the conservation easement and bring funding to the deal, and so that he was able to sell the conservation easement to Shasta Land Trust and achieve his goal, which was protecting the land and keeping it open.
So essentially you buy the land from them.
We buy certain rights to the land.
The rights to the land.
Right.
Okay.
He continues to ranch the land and own it and mm-hmm. live on it. He can pass it down to heirs or sell it even. But if he sells it or passes it to the heirs, the conservation easement stays with the property. So it's like in that one particular way, it's like a utility easement in that if you sell property with a utility line on it, you are gaining the property.
But then you have to have the easement too.
Right.
So in this case, okay, he sells his 5,000 acres at some point. They can't be developed, I assume.
Correct.
It has to meet these requirements for the conservation easement. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's cool. All right. Hey, look, my guests are, even though you haven't heard her yet, Caitlin O'Hara and Ben Miles. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Caitlin about things that are going on. And we're going to talk more about the Shasta Land Trust and what you all do and talk about how the land trust is taken care of. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
To you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Right off the flight deck there. What's the name of that song, bad boy?
Danger Zone, well, the movie Top Gun. I was at Miramar for quite a while.
Yeah, I tell you what, did you know that when he hit the throttles on his jet?
His M14 Tomcat?
Yeah, he pushed them the wrong way. It's just, he did, he pushed them the wrong way. It looked better in the movie.
Yeah.
Too close for rockets switching to guns. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to hear that here on this show. Okay, hey, it's 7:45 in the morning. Carl and DeBot, Linda's making sure I'm not getting shocked later on today at the house.
Pushing the buttons in the right way.
There you go. Our guests are Ben Miles and Caitlin O'Hare from the Shasta Land Trust. One last question for Ben. And to answer your questions, no, it's not a land grab, my friends. Yes, you can still hunt on the land. The land is being kept in kind of in more of a pristine condition. It's the easement that they come in and buy through the Shasta, through a grants, is to keep the land the way it is, essentially. There may be other things to this that are nefarious reasons, but I don't see it here. What are some of the easement restrictions?
Well, you alluded to the major one, which has to do with development. The property, the easement is set up in such a way to protect the property as it is and the conservation values, as we call them, that are present on the property. Conservation values often take the form of, say, creeks and streams, open space, natural habitat, as well as, and importantly, the agricultural capacity of the property. Because all the ranches that Shasta Land Trust works with are working ranches, they're cattle ranches, or in the Fall River Valley, they're growing wild rice. And those uses will continue because the conservation easement, we set it up in such a way so that the property can continue to be used. The hunting, there's often on these large ranches, there's a hunting club that can stay on the property and continue to do their arrangement with the landowner with whatever restrictions they have. The conservation easement, like I said, it restricts development. It doesn't always preclude all future development, but it does significantly reduce the total number of houses in a very large way.
Okay.
And then the other restrictions have to do with keeping the property open, keeping it in agricultural production, and keeping the habitat in a high-value way that can support wildlife.
Okay, you say they don't sell it. The people die off. They're old people. When they die off, what happens then? Does it come to you all?
The property goes however they set up their estate to deal with it. So if they have an heir, it goes to them. But the heir would also have to deal with the conservation easement.
Great. Okay. That was a quick and dirty about the Shasta Land Trust. Appreciate that. Caitlin, you're here, though, to talk about something that's happening this weekend.
Yes, I am. So one of the projects that I'm working on as an AmeriCorps member at Shasta Land Trust is a river cleanup event this weekend. It's part of the Great Sierra River Cleanup, which is actually in turn part of Coastal Cleanup Day.
Is Randy Smith involved in this?
Not directly, but he was provided a lot of advice to me as far as how to go about this.
You can listen to Dr. Randy Smith and put anything he says in the bank.
Pretty much.
This man knows it all, and especially when it comes to rivers. He has been the leader in this. We can't thank him enough.
Yeah, he's very busy with the Community Creek cleanup on October 1st, so he wasn't able to actually physically help with ours, but he was definitely a great help as far as providing advice, like I was saying. Our cleanup this weekend, September 17th, is going to be taking place at the Cascade Park, which is on the south end of Redding. So you've got the Sacramento River running by one side of the park. You've got Only Creek running down the other side of the park. And the Shasta Land Trust is getting together a group of volunteers to go down into these river water bodies and clean up all the trash that's lying around.
Is there a lot of trash down there?
There's quite a bit of trash. It's a pretty heavily used area. And especially the creek itself is a little hard to access, so you get a lot of trash that just floats down the creek.
A few years ago when they started these creek cleanups, they were removing washing machines, car batteries, refrigerators, just you name it was in there, especially the car batteries that cause lead and sulfuric acid to get into the watershed.
Well, thank you very much, Bad Bob.
Yeah, that really depends on where you are. Last year, Shasta Land Trust's cleanup was at Boulder Creek, more on the north end of town. We pulled out shopping carts, and car tires were the two really big ones. This year, I think we're looking at a little bit more small trash just because of the location. It's more stuff left behind from people using the park as opposed to stuff floating down the creek from nearby shopping centers, but it's still
Nearby shopping centers. Okay, hey, Caitlin, is there a lot of camping and everything down there along these creeks? Is that causing problems? And this is not an indictment against homelessness, honest. It is not. But is there, when there's a, I've noticed that along the creeks that there's a lot of people, the homeless are camping there, sometimes even encampments there. Does that cause a problem? Have you seen, does that, is that impacting on the cleanliness of the water?
We have, it has had an impact in some locations. This particular spot that Caitlin's chosen this year at the Gervan or Cascade Park, there's a lot less of that. It's a little more public, a little more open. It gets a lot of use, so there's a less opportunity. A few years ago, actually where Dr. Smith is doing his cleanup this year at the Henderson Open Space right there off of Cypress Bridge, there has been significant encampments
there. At the Cypress
Bridge,
right. Yes, absolutely.
And Dr. Smith is cleaning a lot of that blackberry that's opening it up, which will hopefully...
Well, I tell you what, that's the other thing, too. The blackberry bushes just love to chew on them, mm-hmm. but they just take over in a heartbeat. You know, they'll take over acreage, pasture, and all of this. But let's go back to your river here. How do people join? How do people get with you for this?
So we're looking for anyone and everyone who's interested in helping out. It's a great community event. So we're still taking volunteer signups for anyone out there who's interested in getting involved. The easiest way to do it is that there's an online volunteer registration form on the Shasta Land Trust website, which is just shastalandtrust.org. There's a link right at the top of the webpage. The other thing you can do is that you can just call me at the Shasta Land Trust office later today. The number there is 241-7886, and there's just a short registration info that I have to get from you. And then you just show up at the park on Saturday and help out.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up with Ben and Caitlin on the Shasta Land Trust and the river cleanups that are going on here, and get those numbers again so everybody has a chance. Get your pencils out, pull the car over when you're listening, or put your headphones on at work. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, no, no. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Slow down. Too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot. Hey, yeah. Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, September the 14th. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our place to go down there and get coffee from Espresso Joe's. That's right. Espresso Joe's has the greatest coffee. And now that, you know, in those hot days, they give you those, you know, they've got great drinks in the afternoon, cool drinks. All the ladies there are professional, and they're happy to see you. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community, do a lot for our veterans. In fact, veterans get a discount at Tobacco and Brew. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people and a great business that supports our community. Our guests today are Ben Miles and Caitlin O'Hara from the Shasta Land Trust. And Caitlin's talking about the river cleanup that she's you're spearheading this one, aren't you,
Caitlin? I am indeed, yep.
Okay, now, how do people get a hold of you again?
All right, so if you'd like to volunteer for a cleanup this weekend, there's an online registration form, which is on the Shasta Land Trust website, which is just shastalandtrust.org. Or you can also call me later today at the Shasta Land Trust office if you'd prefer. That phone number is 241-7886.
Okay, now what kind of, do you have to be in some kind of physical condition? I mean, if you come down there and should you bring your own gloves or rake or things like that, or do you all have equipment?
We are asking people to bring their own work gloves. We'll have plastic gloves for people to wear if they don't bring them, but it's always a good idea to wear something on your hands while you're picking up trash. As far as the being in some sort of physical shape, that's actually one of the great things about this location. There's all sorts of different areas where people of different physical abilities can still be able to contribute. There's some flat bank areas along the river where pretty much anyone can walk along, and there's a little more strenuous. If you're into it, you can climb down actually into the creek bed and walk along and get some trash out of there. So it's really going to be up to what each individual feels they're able to do.
Okay. So, and you all then will provide the takeaway of the trash. We don't come down and pick it up and then have to carry it out and put it in our back of our Jeep.
Yeah, correct. We're actually getting some help from the community services officer from the Reading RPD, Officer Bob Brannon, who has helped us out the last 2 years as well. He's a great help. He does the community trash cleanups.
Super. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. You're on live.
KCNR. Yeah, good morning, everybody. I had a question, and I might have missed it, or you might have asked it.
Roberta, hold on just one moment while they get their headphones
okay,
on.
Okay, we're on.
Okay, now they're on.
Okay. The question was, I was wondering how much these land trusts affected the property tax revenue in the county over the past years and maybe in the years to come. I was wondering how this affected the property tax revenue.
Okay. Did you get that one, Miles?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I'll take my answer on the air. Say bye.
Okay. Thanks, Roberta. Thanks for listening.
It actually ties into what I heard you talking about as we were leading in, Carl, is the Williamson Act. In Shasta County, most of the ranches that get into the conservation easement program are already in the Williamson Act. So the Williamson Act has the effect on property taxes, and the conservation easement has a very similar effect on the property taxes. And so if the Williams tax is already in place, then the conservation easement does not have an effect because the property taxes are already reduced through the Williams tax.
Okay, and if they're not for some reason in the Williamson Act, can you get a tax break from the...
Yes, if the Williamson Act is not in place on a property and it goes into a conservation easement, then there is it would be taxed as a ranch instead of as in the without any restrictions. Property is taxed as its highest and best use, which is often the value were it to be subdivided and sold. Versus the property value as a ranch, which is...
Okay, so what you're saying is if it goes into the conservation easement from the land trust, is that you're going to be taxed on it being a ranch and not the highest value. And, you know, like they say, okay, hey, it can be divided up. All right.
Right.
I said the same thing you did, but I just reversed it, so it was easier for me to understand. Okay, so yes, it can reduce your taxes if you're not in the... Can it be as a combination with the Williamson...
Yes.
And you, I mean, they can be getting the Williamson Act and yours?
Right. As far as the impact on property taxes, it's only going to be, there's not a multiplier effect.
There's not a multiplier.
Right.
So, okay. All right. That's interesting. Okay. We got about like a minute and a half left, and 1,000 people are just walking through the studio. Okay. Our guests have been, Ben Miles and Caitlin O'Hara from the Shasta Land Trust. We've learned a lot about the Shasta Land Trust. I knew about the Shasta Land Trust. How many pieces of property are you all involved in here?
We have currently 7 conservation easements, and they're typically very large ranches. So there's 20,000 acres in those 7,000 in those 7 easements. Excuse me.
So wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the other big thing, of course, is Caitlin's putting on a river cleanup this Saturday.
Yep, September 17th.
What I'd like you to do is give us a call next week. You don't have to come down. Just give us a call on 7:15 some morning and just call and tell us, you know, Monday how it went.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'm, you know, just was it a success and when you're going to do it again? Because I know Randy Smith is going to have another one October 1st.
Right.
A big one.
Caitlin can tell you the total tonnage of trash that we've taken out next week.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I'll give you the numbers.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Hey, we got to take a break here. And thank you so much for being here. Our guest when we come back is Tom Armellino, Shasta County Schools Superintendent. We got a lot of questions for him. I'll talk to him about what's going on with our schools, education, our students, all of that stuff. Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Another finger pointed at BP in another investigation into last year's massive Gulf oil spill. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, details in a final report from the Coast Guard and offshore drilling regulators blames poor management and a faulty cement job by BP and others for the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history and the deaths of 11 oil workers last year. Other investigations have also blamed the failure of the blowout preventer to stop the flow of oil and other shortcomings by BP executives and crew members. Dave?
Jeff, President Obama will soon push his new jobs bill in North Carolina and visit a manufacturing plant as Congress investigates the company he visited and helped with a big loan in California, now bankrupt Solyndra. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
A House hearing is looking into the bankruptcy of Solyndra after more than $500 million in federal aid. Florida House Republican Cliff Stern says the deal favored investors who had ties to the administration, even in the case of bankruptcy.
Solyndra's private investors were given priority over the government.
Colorado House Democrat Diana DeGette, whom I misidentified as a Californian last hour, says Solyndra's loans were started long before the Obama administration.
By the end of the Bush administration, DOE had submitted the application to its critical committee for review.
But DeGette suggests that Solyndra may have masked its true financial health. Dave?
Mike, NASA has a new plan to replace the space shuttle. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown details it live.
Dave, your next taxpayer-funded space vehicle is expected to take humans beyond Earth orbit, and Florida Senator Bill Nelson says they came in under budget.
Not only what we estimated in the NASA Authorization Act, but less.
Now, the new space launch system, which looks and works more like an Apollo spacecraft than a shuttle, will cost about $10 billion to build, but a test launch might not be until 2017, Dave.
Evan, on Wall Street, the Dow down 55 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. It's a home loan on your terms. And it's only available at Quicken Loans. Because everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The Gulf nation of Oman is trying to do what it did for the U.S. last year when it helped get Sarah Shord set free in Iran. It has sent a plane to Tehran hoping to help secure the release of two other Americans still jailed as spies for more than 2 years.
Iran's judiciary today apparently backtracking on a promise by the president that Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale might return home this week. The judiciary today apparently snubbing Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, saying only it's examining possible bail, $500,000 each is the price mentioned. Unclear if the jailed Americans know anything of this. They are serving 8-year sentences as spies, something they deny, and so does Washington. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Two new Republicans are going to Congress.
It's time to start a change.
Mark Amadei won a special election in Nevada, keeping a seat the GOP already held. Bob Turner's win was bigger in a very Democratic New York City district.
We are unhappy. I am telling you, I am the messenger. Heed us.
He takes the seat Anthony Weiner resigned from in a sex scandal. Lose a kidney? Lose a jaw? That's what happened to a Philadelphia woman.
Claudia Rendon's son needed a kidney, so she took a leave of absence from work and donated hers.
Any parent in the world would do that for their son. If they said your son needs your heart, you will give it to them in a second.
When doctors cleared Rendon to return to work after the surgery, she learned her boss at Philadelphia's Aviation Institute of Maintenance replaced her. Kyle Berry now saying,
we had time to reconsider. It was simply a mistake.
A mistake, he says, that will be rectified by paying Rendon her full salary until a new job opens up, though the Institute insists it was within its legal rights to let her go, Rendon finding her own legal representation. Jay Nutzler, Fox News Radio.
An 18-year-old in West Texas facing a theft charge accused of faking that she was dying of cancer, collecting $17,000 in donations for a foundation she claimed to have started to help kids with cancer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get us anywhere you go to, on your phones and your iPads and computers, anywhere. And you can also join our chat room. Just hop in there and start talking. Time is 8:05. And Bad Bob, why don't you give the weather here today?
Well, it's holding temperature right now and running. We'll give you that in just a moment. Today's high about the mid-90s, overnight lows in the 60s, excellent sleeping weather. And it's going to kind of cool off as we head into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s, low 90s. Downtown Reading right now telling us they've got 67 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. You know, Linda is on assignment today, making sure that the electricity, at least a couple outlets in our house, are working. One I managed to find yesterday and stick my elbow into and pushed me across the room real quick. Realized that was probably not the right thing to do, so they're going to come in. And you get a 1941 house, you know, built in 1941. It's a beautiful home, and we love it. But every so often, something happens that just kind of like, oh, okay, need to get that fixed. So that's being done today, and that's where Linda is this morning. Our guest is the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, Tom Armolino. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Tom's been with us several times, and we always like to do is do a catch-up with what's going on. And here it is, September school, and all the bright eyes and cheery faces. And there are some sad ones, but those are usually the teachers. Yeah, just kidding. And we're going to talk about a number of things today, but good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how do you feel every year when school starts?
It's an exciting time. It's really a time of year where, you know, I always say it's miracles happen, because just trying to get school ready every year and trying to get where various projects have happened over the summer and getting textbooks ordered and teachers back in their classrooms and kids back to school. But every year we do it. Every year you can count on school's going to start on time and kids are going to be ready and the school's going to be ready and wonderful things are ready to happen every year. So it's kind of a neat time. We're fortunate we get to start over every year. And so we get to kind of come refreshed, and so that's pretty neat for both our schools and for students in Shasta County.
Do teachers get, I know that, you know, one of the things that was always a draw to being a teacher is that, hey, I get my summer off like the kids.
Right.
You know, eventually you outgrow that kind of thing, kind of. Do most of the teachers get a month or two off, or do you have them going to, you know, classes and everything?
Well, many schools they offer summer school, so there's a group of folks who will go anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks during the summer and offer summer school. But yeah, the majority of folks have the summer off. A lot of them are working on continuing to have their credential. They have to take units beyond school, so they're working on that and trying to make sure that they're able to keep their credential. But the majority of folks have that time off.
Well, you know, having that is I think everybody needs that. You know, in Europe, as you know, I'm sure, is that August. Most of Europe takes August off. They have a different way of looking at things as we do, and they take August off. And everybody vacations. If you go to a lot of places, they'll be closed. You know, if you go visit, because most of them, like especially in Rome, August is where everybody leaves and leaves the town. I mean, it could be probably going back a millennium, figuring this one out. Maybe the pestilence came through there. I don't know. You know, we're going to Wells Fargo here for our business minute, and when we come back, we're going to come back and talk about the future of what Tom sees is going to happen this year in our school system. We want to talk about funding. We want to talk about our teachers. We want to talk about some things that are happening in the legislature that can have an effect on us out there. But first, let's go to Rocky Henderson at the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Dow and NASDAQ were moderately higher in early trading on expectations that Europe will take additional steps to ease its debt crisis. Leaders of Germany, France, and Greece are meeting today. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner told the conference in New York there's no chance the major countries of Europe will let their institutions be at risk in the eyes of the market. The Dow is currently down 27 points at 11,078. NASDAQ up 10 points, 2,542, and the S&P 500 now down 1 point at 1,171. Oil down $1.15 at $89 a barrel. Gold down $11.51 at $1,821, and silver now down 35 cents at $40.68 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Home Depot's up 36 cents at $33.02, and Nike gained 75 cents at $86.57 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rocky. We always like to hear what's going on in the business minute, especially when our global economy seems to see what's going on over in Europe and how fast it gets across the Atlantic. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Tom Armellino. He is the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in our school systems right here in Shasta County.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, beat that drum. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. September the 14th, 8:15 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out on assignment today. It's about 69 degrees. Is that right? Yeah, about 69 degrees. It's going to be a little bit cooler today. It's going to be cooler this weekend. We're always happy to hear that. Our guest is Tom Armolino, who is the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, can you give us a quick synopsis, Tom, of what you see is going to happen this year in schools? I mean, we've got a, you know, we run into, you know, we've got budgeting things, and you said that, you know, it's always great at the beginning of the school year. Everybody's kind of like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and everything's ready to go. You see anything that's going to have major impacts on our school system?
Sure. There are some concerns, obviously, that are out there. We have what are called the trigger cuts that were in, that was in the state budget that if the numbers don't come in, as you know, they projected another $4 billion in the state budget that wasn't there when they built the budget, projected that our tax revenues would come in. If they don't come in the first $2 billion of those, that our schools are going to take mid-year cuts. They're talking about reducing or eliminating transportation funding, as well as then taking another cut mid-year. So we're all concerned about that, and we're watching that pretty closely.
Well, wasn't one of those things that they did was pass a bill that said that you cannot that you had to hire all the teachers?
Right.
So that, you know, there was no layoffs, and but it was based on money that may not be there?
Well, they say that they flat-funded schools, and so what that means is basically we get the same funding that we had last year. What they and in there they said, so if that's the case, if you laid off folks, that you're supposed to be able to bring them back. But that's if everything stayed the same at your own school site. So, for example, if you've lost students, which many of our districts are in declining enrollment, you automatically lost funding. And if you lose students, you need less teachers, you need less staff. So so that was if everything stood still and it was exactly the same, which doesn't really exist in any of our schools. So it didn't really have much merit, I think, in our schools.
Well, but it was still a law that was passed that said, because usually don't you all do is a series of layoffs at the you know, that then you hire back.
Right.
But you were unable to do that? Or was, you know, because of that law that you had to hire everybody and then...
You had to hire them back if everything was exactly the
exactly
same.
Exactly the same. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Based on what you saw right then or on the fact that you think the tax... I mean, that you know, that the taxes, they said, would be there. The
kind of both. You know, so, yeah, we had to... They wanted us to make decisions on the budget they gave us, recognizing that we recognize that we may have mid-year cuts at the same time.
Okay.
So those same folks that you would be hiring back. But you really, when you let folks go, it's because you have... You know, generally you have less students than you've had in the past. So even when those schools are losing funding, the only way that they're going to have less teachers is if they've raised their class size. And the only way you raise class size, you have to negotiate that with your unions. And there has been a little bit of that, but not much.
Okay. So we're looking at declining enrollment then here.
Looking at declining enrollment. And as I mentioned, that mid-year cut is something that could be quite significant if it occurs. One of the things I mentioned is that they're looking at eliminating the funding for school transportation.
When you say school transportation, do you mean like extracurricular or all of it?
I mean regular school buses that go and pick up students in the morning. So as you know, we live in a rural area, and if we didn't have buses, many kids wouldn't get to school. So what they understand is the rural areas will be affected the most. There are places like Davis, for example, that they won't be affected at all because they don't provide transportation now, where many of the districts in Shasta County, actually all the districts but one in Shasta County, provide transportation. So what will likely happen is the schools will still provide the transportation, but they'll just lose more funding.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones here. Mike, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for your participation this weekend out in Shasta Lake. As always, it's a good time to see you and hear you, and we appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's an honor to be out in Shasta Lake at the 9/11 ceremony. It sure is. Y'all do a great job out there.
Thank you. Quick question for Superintendent. I will take any comments off the air. I saw this morning on the TV that Governor Perry, who's a Republican candidate for presidency, is coming under fire for mandating inoculations for females for the human papilloma, I think I'm saying that correctly, virus. I saw this year that there were several students turned away in high school because they had not had the Tdap inoculation, and there were some memos passed out by your staff last year that this was mandatory and would not be allowed into school without this. If you can maybe explain the principles and expand on that for people like us who don't understand the difference. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, Mike.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about the TDAP. TDAP was a law that was passed that basically said that students are required to, if they're seventh grade and up, required to have this TDAP shot. What folks might fail to realize is that you can opt out of that shot. That is, the parents have a choice or an option to be able to opt out. The parents just have to make that choice and sign it, and they have to I believe that they can do something through their doctor also in order to do that. But one of the things that was good that happened with that, the law originally said that it would be the first day of school. If students didn't show up, then they would not be allowed in school. That law was extended 30 days. So if you read something in this paper this morning, they mentioned that briefly. So now it's 30 days past the first day of school for when a student shows up. So for many of our schools, our students have been in school now 30 days. Each school has a little bit of the choice how they're going to do that. And so the majority of folks are going to kind of, you know, stick with that law and be able to say you can't enter school unless you
now,
have
now
it.
The TDAP is a whooping cough.
Correct.
Or is there anything else besides whooping cough to this? I mean, in the TDAP?
No.
I mean, so it's not like a series of inoculations somebody has to have. It's just that one disease, whooping cough.
Right. And we worked with public health last year in the spring, and we did clinics in a variety of our schools, and then we also did some things in the fall, too. So we've really done a lot of work. Public health has done a lot of work to work with our schools so they're able to make this a little bit easier for families. And so the majority of our kids are there already.
Well, let me ask a question, Tom. You said people can opt out. And as you know, there's a lot of people that are just against having inoculations.
Sure.
On it. How can, when you say they opt out, is it they can just write down on a piece of paper, say, I don't want this to happen, I don't want my child to have this, or does it have to take a special dispensation from, you know?
Yeah, you know, Carl, I'm not an expert on that per se, but there is a, if you go to public health can give you that information. It can show you exactly what forms. There's a specific form, I believe, that they have to fill out, and I think they may have to get something from the doctor, but I just really don't remember.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. But further up on your question there, Mike, is why, you know, I think that the thing about the difference I see where some people would say is that the shot that Perry was talking about, inoculation, had to do with venereal type diseases. And now, is there, you know, they're saying that how can you force, you know, young females to get shots? Well, and then the question is, well, how can you force other people to get shots then for inoculations against, you know, whooping cough or whatever? That I think that was what you were getting at, and I understand that question. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott, 8:21 in the morning. It's 69 degrees. It's September the 14th. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We're chatting at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Tom Armolino, who is the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. We come back, we're going to talk about changes in school books.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or was it mama saw? It was against the law.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new, Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner. and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Viggers and the Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at cascadetheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Yeah. That's Bob playing his guitar in here, that little knuckle dragger. Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment trying to make sure that I don't get electrocuted when I touch it. Outlets. Of course, people are probably telling me I should not stick my finger inside an outlet. You teach your three-year-olds that. 8:25 in the morning on September the 14th. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Lea. I can't say enough about this gentleman. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. He has his own lab in his office. The latest design and progressive lenses. You've got two eyes. You need to have somebody take care of them. Yeah, I know things are rough out there economically, but, you know, you need to do that preventive maintenance. And preventive maintenance on your eyes is so important. And Dr. Joseph Lea is a person to go to, a person to work with. Insurance is a problem. Why don't you give him a call at 223-2325. See what he can do for you. Toddlers to seniors, he can do it. And not only that, but he has at his shop a line, if all you bike riders out there, whether it's a Harley or a rice burner, that you can have. He's got these Wiley X Climate Control Series eyewear that you can wear that keeps debris, keeps the wind out of your eyes. We used them on a long ride, and I tell you, my eyes felt great afterwards. That's Dr. Joseph Lea on Hartnell Avenue. Our guest, Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, Tom Marmolino. And Tom, one of the things we talked about, during the breaks and stuff, there's been some new laws passed at the Sacramento level about teaching that not only do we teach who the, you know, what the person did, but now we have to teach sexual orientation of that person. Am I understanding this correctly?
I don't think that's exactly correct, but they're basically what the law is saying is that. And believe me, we're a little confused on it, too. Fortunately, it isn't something that we have to address this year. It's something that will be addressed next year.
It starts next year?
Starts next year.
January, though, of next year or something like that?
That's February? Correct, yeah. And the other piece to it also is our textbooks now are frozen. So the State Department has made a decision because of funding that we're not going to we normally renew textbooks every 7 years. So the history textbook isn't actually up until, I believe, 2015. So we won't see a change until then. So that'll give, I think, folks some time to kind of understand this a little bit better and get a feel for how the State Department's going to be able to deal with that. But basically it's our understanding that that what it is that you have to make sure that you're not discriminating against somebody. So as you are sharing something that happened in history, that you don't discriminate against somebody who might have had a contribution in history that had a different sexual orientation.
Okay, so George Washington, the father of our country, he was the first president. He led us to victory in our Revolutionary War. Do we mention the fact that he's heterosexual or not?
No, I don't believe we do.
Okay. Would we mention it if he was homosexual?
Yeah, see, those are the questions that we're not.
Yeah, see,
we're not
and, sure. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot here because, but you are our superintendent of schools, and when we saw this, you know, these are questions that, well, how do you, when do we start teaching this to kids? Mm-hmm. Is it high school? Is it grade school? Is it?
Well, the piece with that is that each school district will have some options in regards to that. So, for example, a kindergarten through eighth grade district, they can make the choice as to when they're going to teach that. Again, though, I think where you're going with it is the same place where we have kind of struggled, and as educators, we've got together, and we're still trying to figure out exactly what it means. So it's fortunate, I think, that we have some time to be able to have our folks who came up with that rule and our State Department kind of help unravel that a little bit, because we're confused exactly on how exactly we're supposed to be addressing it also.
Okay, I can't, you know, I'm sitting here giggling to myself, and Tom's kind of looking at me funny, but the people that wrote the rule in the State Department from down in Sacramento are the ones that are going to try and help us figure out how to implement this rule.
No,
I'm not sure. No.
It's not remember, the people who wrote the rule is generally it's a legislator of some sort. They then hand that off to the California Department of Education.
Okay.
So it is educators then who are forced to take a look at whatever that rule is and they figure it out and decide on how we're going to address it.
I would hate to think the legislature is going to try and help us. They're the ones that handed us this problem. Hey, we've got to take a break here for the news. This is Carl and Linda Bob. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, Tom Armolino. I'm not sure I want his job this week.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A familiar go-between could get two American hikers out of captivity in Iran. The oil kingdom Oman says it has sent a plane to Tehran, ready to fly out Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale once their $1 million total bail is paid. Oman did the same thing last year to free Sarah Shord, the third member of the group arrested on espionage charges that they deny. Bauer and Fatale were sentenced last month to spend 8 years in an Iranian prison. Iran's judiciary has said their bail request is still under review. Another snapshot of the flat economy last month comes from new reports on retail sales and wholesale prices.
Sales were unchanged as consumers spent less on autos, clothing, and furniture. The producer price index for August was unchanged. The expectation was for a decline of 0.1%.
Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo in New York. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 21 points. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. September the 14th, 69 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. It's going up in the 90s. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. What can I say about it? Great haircuts. Take a step back in time. You walk in, great conversation. There's not a lot of whoop-de-doo. There's no hair dryers going. There's no smell of bleach in the air. It's just haircuts, maybe butch wax. That's about it. Sitting there, talk with your friends. Man's last stronghold is on the window there. Also, they have discounts for veterans. DC Tim and the Man in Black do so much for our community. They support our community, and we're asking that you support them. That's where I go to. That's where Bad Bob goes to. And in fact, Bad Bob better get there soon. His beard is getting completely out of control. Our guest today is Tom Armolino, who is the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. A huge job in any place, any region. We're talking about the change the change in this new law that says that the schools have to teach sexual orientation in the schools about different people in the history classes, but we're not sure exactly what they mean. We were just talking a little bit about this. Two schools of thought on this.
Right. And so when that documentation or legislation was passed, I think many of us educators read that, and we heard from various agencies that were, that were part of, and kind of trying to get a sense, just like the public, of what exactly does this mean. So the two school thoughts at this point is, and it's not clear, and that's what's good about that we have some time, I think, before it has to be addressed, is there's one school of thought that means that says that a person in history, if you're teaching about that person in history, you have to talk about whatever their sexual gender would be, or their sexual orientation. That's the one I think that's got folks concerned, including us, in regards to exactly what that means.
Julius Caesar, from ancient Rome, was bisexual. And so instead of just saying Julius Caesar, who conquered half the world, blah, blah, then you would have to bring in his sexual orientation. That's one school of thought.
Right. And that's the part that I think folks are confused about.
Right.
Trying to say, what exactly does that mean, and do we really have to do that? And then the other school of thought is that, and where folks have said is where this came from, is that you wouldn't be biased against somebody in history based on their sexual orientation. So let's use Julius Caesar as your example. So if you were normally going to teach Julius Caesar and it was in the history books, they're saying now that you couldn't choose to leave out Julius Caesar and not speak to him because you had a different sexual orientation than Julius Caesar did. So that's the concern, I think, where some folks are saying, well, is it that? So that we have to make sure we're not biased against somebody in history and that we don't choose to just leave them out because we don't agree with whatever their orientation is, or is it do we actually have to talk about their sexual orientation? That's the confusing part. Nobody can specifically answer that question at this point for us.
Well, I can understand the one point. You know, you shouldn't leave people out that have had an impact on our history because of sexual orientation. I mean, it's like leaving people out because they were black or women, like you had talked about there. But you've got till January to figure this one out, and then
not January of this year, even the following year.
Oh, okay,
so we've got the following year, so we've got a whole another school year. And then in regards to textbooks, because where this information generally will be put in there to provide some direction will be through our textbooks. And as I stated, the State Department has frozen textbooks, so we're looking at 2015 before there would be any change to the history textbook. So I think that will even give us some more time. So I'm confident at some point that we'll get this figured out and we'll be able to address it
appropriately. Well, when you all get it figured out, would you mind coming on here and letting all of us know what's happening.
Sure. No, I understand the concern. We have the same concern.
Well, it's just a fact, though. It seems like, you know, that there was just so many questions on it. And it's kind of heartening to know is that you all are having the same questions that, you know, hey, we're going to do this now. When do we start it? You know, at what level? You know, and then we have to get the textbooks rewritten. And that leads me to my next question on textbooks. Mm-hmm. And Angel, I've got your question here. We're going to get to that as soon as the break's over. The textbooks are very expensive, as we all know. And there has to be changes all the time. You said, when do they change? Every 4 years?
Every 7 years.
Every 7 years they change now, but there's supplements that come to them all the time. Right. You're starting to see electronic textbooks. What do you think of that?
It's wonderful. The positive side I think we can all grasp onto is that you don't have to carry them around all day. They're available to you. The downside is that if you have families who still can't afford the technology that you need to address, and we do, we have still pretty high poverty families in Shasta County, that you would struggle with those kids being able to have the same access. So right now what's required by law is every student is required to have a textbook. And then many schools will also send another textbook home, so they have a copy in the classroom and one at home for kids to use. But kids still cart them around in their backpacks, and so that's a drag. And the information that's on there, the technology that's available now, is incredible. You can click on certain problems, and you can have an instructor who pops up on the screen and shows how to figure that problem out. You have text where you can ask questions in regards to the problem. The technology is awesome.
Well, that's one of the things I was thinking about, is that if you have updates, it's keystrokes instead of paper. Mm-hmm. Now, this will have a huge impact, of course, on the, I guess it could have a huge impact on the book industry as far as textbooks, in the sense that they don't have to print anymore, but you'd still have to buy the rights to the books and all that. So the idea of, do you see this as in the future here? Do you think you're going to eventually switch to this?
I think that's where we have to go, and you're seeing some of that's already occurring throughout the whole United States. There are schools now with iPads for kids, and you know, who've gone totally electronic, and many folks are moving in that same direction. Your teachers in many of your schools will tell folks and, you know, give you a link right now where you can access some of that information from the textbook at home. So we're already seeing a move in that direction. So that is the direction we need to go.
Okay. All right. Our guest, Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, Tom Armolino. We're talking about future of our schools, what's going on now, but also in the future here. And we've got a bunch of questions when we come back. We have people waiting on the line. Got to take a quick break here. Carl on the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront, helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's coming.
The United Way's Extreme Health Weekend, Saturday, October 1st. It kicks off at 7 a.m. Saturday with a pancake breakfast by Knights of Columbus. Watch or take part in weightlifting competitions, CrossFit throwdown, powerlift meet, pump and run, bicycle rides, including the 100-mile sensory, the 60-mile metric, or the 32-mile short ride. Get your tickets now at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Other events like Zumba, a fun-filled event for all, put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Access the experts in the mini sports clinics, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, and much more. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on the Pasta Bash by Mary's Pizza Shack Saturday at 5 p.m. followed by a sock hop. United Way's Extreme Health Weekend. Sponsored by Home Helpers, Record Searchlight, Birch Physical Therapy, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR 1460 AM.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get it right back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot, 8:45 in the morning, September the 14th. I hope everybody's doing well. Linda's out on assignment today. Paul, good morning. You are live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning, Carl and Tom. Good morning. So I read an article a couple days ago where there's a county in Georgia that is using computers and their textbooks are obsolete. How long do you think we'll be getting into computers and making our textbooks obsolete? And I'll take your response off the air.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Well, good morning, Paul. Good question. It's kind of very similar to the question I think Carl was trying to ask. We're already moving in that direction. The thing we have to remember, though, as I mentioned, is that we have some families who still, believe it or not, still struggle and don't have a computer. So we are required by law to make sure every kid has a textbook. But I think you're going to continue to see more and more schools moving into the online, which they're already doing as it is. So exactly how long it'll be to where you make that 100% shift is hard to say. But I think you're going to see a big movement. There's talk right now with even within the next 10 years, you'll see a lot of kids who are going to be getting their schooling as a whole online. Some kids won't even come directly to school for that, which there are some places that are already doing that now. So I think we're going to see technology having a larger and larger impact as the years go.
Okay, and Paul, thanks for that question. The number of school districts we have, how many superintendents are there in Shasta County at this point?
Yeah.
I saw a photo wall that you all had, and all right. Said superintendent, and I didn't, you know, it's more than both my hands, so I'm not exactly sure how many. So I know it was over 10.
Yeah, we have 25 school districts, but we have a fair amount of our districts were share superintendents, so the amount of superintendents is less than the total amount of districts. A lot of what we're seeing now movement is many of the smaller districts have went from having a superintendent / principal, one person. They've hired a principal, and they're hiring a part-time superintendent, often a retired superintendent who'll come in and work one day a week. So that they're able to have the principal focus directly on the principal work every day, and then the superintendent can work with the board and work with some of the logistics in regards to paperwork and compliance and things of that nature.
25 school districts in Shasta County. How many kids
in Shasta County? I think we're about 23,000 now.
So we average like 1,000 per district, but that's not true. We've got like 100 in some districts.
Oh, we've got less than that. And we've got in some districts we're down to 14 to 15 students.
14 to 15 students. Now, how many teachers would be in a school that big?
Often one, maybe two.
Okay, so we have a teacher and the principal?
it depends. The real small districts are... they're sharing a superintendent. So I'll use Oak Run School District, for example, and Indian Springs. And those are two of our smaller districts in the county. I think Oak Run is in that 14 to 15 amount of kid, and same thing with Indian Springs. So they both have a part-time superintendent / principal, one person who they share. And then at the site level, they'll have a teacher and often an aide who are working directly with kids.
So they have 14 or 16 kids of all ages then.
Right.
And so it's the old one-room schoolhouse with one teacher teaching all of the kids.
Right.
Do they break them into, like, groups of – and I'm sorry. I'm got a lot of questions about this. Yeah. If you've got 16 kids that range from age, what, from first grade to seniors?
No, it's kindergarten through eighth grade.
Kindergarten through eighth grade, okay. And then from eighth grade, they go to?
They go to high school.
Okay, yeah. And they're bused into something like this. So this right. is this is first kindergarten through eighth grade.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a dilemma. It's a very, especially during declining enrollment. We've watched places like Indian Springs go from over 100 students, you know, down in Oak Run, same thing, you know, years ago. So it is a dilemma that they're currently trying to focus on. At the county offices, where we play a large role, because they're struggling, we often do their business services. We provide a lot of support to those little districts in particular, because without us, they would really struggle.
Okay. That, you know, this, at some point, somebody's going to have to bite the bullet here. It mm-hmm. seems like, and because just keeping it open like that is, it seems like it'd be costly. And do you all already do like consolidated administration for many areas?
So yeah, that's the best example of that is the New Millennium Partnership with the Reading School District is partners with Old Shasta and Igawono. They were with French Gulch. French Gulch kind of went off on their own right now, but it's four districts that are kind of all superintended by the same superintendent and the business office, so trying to consolidate. The neat piece about that is it allows the school to stay open. Mm-hmm. So you can consolidate, or you can look at having districts, various districts kind of work together to consolidate without closing the school, because the school often is a lifeline. And if you look at the transportation issues, Indian Springs is a good example. Indian Springs, if you haven't been there, is a long way off the beaten mm-hmm. path. So kids would have to be on the bus a long time in the day in order to be able to get to the nearest school district. So you can consolidate, keep the school open, so you've got that important piece for the community, but you can still look at ways of sharing administration to keep costs down.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Angel, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. Good morning. I have a question for your guest because I really don't understand the dynamic. In the Bay Area, you have one school district that buses in kids from all over the place, and they work together with the state to accommodate a lot of the needs in the school district. In this area, I was really surprised to see that there were so many school districts, and as a taxpayer, that obviously has to impact us. And I wanted to find out, is it the political? Why is the school district not being combined? And I'll take my answer off air.
Thank you, Angel. I appreciate your question. That is the million-dollar question. Many folks ask that every year. And every district is different. There are examples of some smaller districts in Shasta County that function very, very well. Have their own community. They have high test scores. They do well financially, and they run their district really quite well and save quite a bit of money doing it. Other folks, as we had mentioned, struggle a little bit based on the numbers of their schools. I'm from the East Coast, and I was as shocked as you were when I grew up in a K-12 system when I came to Shasta County many years ago and was part of the system, too. It is one that where we continue to work together. I think your question as to why, it really is local control. Each district has the ability to be able to put it on their ballot in order for them to be able to join another district, and it's never been done. Well, it's been done once. The Gateway School District is an example of one that went K-12 and joined various school districts. So it is something that generally folks don't want to give up their local control. They have their own school boards, their own community, and they like it that way. They like being small, and they're not interested in being larger.
Okay. And we got to take a break here. Thanks, Angel, for the phone call. This is Carl Lindebot, 8:52 in the morning, Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. Tom Armolino is our guest. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Legendary Gravedigger and seven-time world champion Tom Mintz return to Red Bluff. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires present the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot King, Crunch Obsession, and more. All come to take on Gravedigger and Maximum Destruction. Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
Analog living in a digital world.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I walk.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Radio. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. Discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Shasta County School Superintendent, Tom Armolino. Tom, we got good news.
Well, we do.
Well, at least
yeah.
News. Okay, talk to us in this last segment.
He's finally throwing me a softball.
There you go. Well, hey, you know what? That's you know,
okay.
Hey, you know, when you do a great job, I mean, you know, you're the face, you're the voice. So tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, what I'm excited to talk about is that we have a new campaign in Shasta County that we're calling Reach Higher Shasta, and it's a college-going movement where we're – it's not just based on college, but really we're trying to recognize the statistics are pretty clear now that students really need to have at least some college after high school. So we're trying to focus on what happens with kids after high school and making sure that they're able to be successful once they leave high school. And in Shasta County, we have a college-going rate that actually exceeds the state average, but the majority of our students go on to a community college, and then the majority of our students do not transfer from there. So, and as we know, all the statistics are pretty much showing that, on average, you know, students who are able to get more school, students who are able to go on and get an AA, a bachelor's, or whatever, are going to have much more success in the world than those who don't, especially folks that are high school dropouts and what have you, which, again, we have a very small percentage of those folks. So it's an area that we're really working on. I brought together superintendents from all the larger districts. We've got Chico State, we've got Siskiyou, we've got Shasta College, and working with College Options and various agencies and public health. We're all kind of working together to see what we can do to try to be able to raise that rate and try to provide more opportunities for our kids to be successful after high school. So love to come back and talk about
Let's have you back here soon and talk about that more specifically, because now we're just kind of like a catch-up because it's, you know, school starting. And we got another phone call. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You just got a couple of minutes left.
Okay, we'll make this as quick as possible. Tom, good morning. My name is John Dixon, and I'm kind of interested in a couple of things about the administration ratio to teachers. And has there been any work done or surveys or considerations to actually accumulating all of the districts into one group to be administered by one group of administrators and reduce the number of administration and increase the number of teachers?
Well, yeah, good morning, John. Thank you for your question. There hasn't been, I don't think, work in where you would do one in the whole county. There has been work in the past where various districts have, you know, there's been talk of unification and various efforts on that.
arena. We have brought together, we at the County Office of Education and Shasta County Board of Education, we've brought together many districts for the last few years, and we've been bringing samples and examples of folks that of some consolidations that have existed in some other areas. Your first part of the question was the ratio of administrators, and actually in California in general, the ratio of administrators to teachers is the lowest in the state, in the country. And in Shasta County, during, you know, we've received over 20% cuts over the last 4 to 5 years, and the majority of where you'll see those cuts are also in administration. That's kind of where we started first, trying to keep the cuts away from the classroom. But I think your question relates to the topic we were talking about a little bit beforehand about consolidation. And part of where the struggles with that is that local control piece, where some of your smaller districts don't really want to come together to try to consolidate and be bigger.
Hey, John, we've got to run here.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay,
later.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Tom Armolino, the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, thank you so much for coming today. We want to come back in and get you back in here soon to talk about the college program, because, you know, as I've read too, is that we get a lot of kids that graduate and go on to school, but they don't finish school.
That's right.
And our dropout rate is not that bad here.
Right.
And we've got, you know, we've got good schools, so how do we get them through? And right. Get them into that next step, which
yeah.
is...
It's an important piece. The world has changed a lot since when we were in high school and times of that past, and we...
It has.
And it's a very difficult world out there right now, and our kids need to be as prepared as possible to be able to be successful once they leave high school. So
absolutely.
It's been my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, like I said, Tom, we'll get you back on soon and talk about that. Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Wally Herger is going to be on. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Congress and what's going on back there. Carl and DeBott, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta.